Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you're trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud, Bitter Dough.
Are you a
I can't help it. I just like that bitch voice. Hey, I seen her too. She came from Ohio to kick it with me. Hey, fellas, welcome to the flyest show, the flyest damn radio show for real men ever. I'm your host, Rosebud. You know I'm serious. I always give it to you straight lace with no goddamn chase. And most of you already know I am qualified to do this. A couple of masters, BAs, PhD. Come on, man. Shit. When you have skills, you should get rewarded. And you got to be careful. Because if you expect a reward and it's not what you expect, then that reward is not going to be good. That's why rewards are much better when you don't even expect it and you accept it as that. Period. Shit, man, I can't remember how many times I wanted to be the baddest and knew I was in second or third. Shit. I'll be wanting to compete. I'm qualified to show you. I can show you shit. And I'm not getting tired of trying to emphasize that I can show you, but I just got to tell you guys, I can show you this shit. You know, this show is brought to you by AskRosebud.com and DownAndDirty101.com. And you know what? I'm glad to see you guys are getting more interested in my show, but this is something you got to really understand. There's women. I'm telling you, I'm getting more and more women listening to my show, they don't make comments where I guess you can hear them, they either email me or fucking instant message me. And then on my videos too, man, they be on there, they're listening. Guys better take heed to what I'm saying. You better take heed to what I'm saying. These browsers listening. And I'm going to keep spitting this fire. And what's going on? Now, I got to think for you guys sometimes. So I'm going to tell you this, but you should have already known this. If a bunch of bros is listening to the show, then it should tell you that all you got to do is be down with what's going on. That shouldn't be scary to you. That should be great news. Man, these bitches is listening. That should be incentive for you motherfuckers to get your shit together. Because they're going to be able to recognize when you have your shit together. And immediately when they see it, look at your boy here. I wasn't single 2 weeks. I'm still single. Don't get me wrong. I'm talking shit. But just listen to me. First, follow me on Twitter, Instagram, The Real John Dixon with underscores between all the words. And Twitter, Instagram. I got some more shit. I got to remember all this shit. But actually, I got a Tumblr page. forgot the name of that goddamn shit. Anyway, I'm going to start remembering all that shit so I can tell y'all. It's just my Tumblr page got everything on it. As far as all my book links, all, every goddamn thing. So, you know, I'll get that shit, man. I'll start busting it so y'all can hear it. And don't sleep on these MP3s I got, man. I got a lot of MP3s, especially the ones on CD, baby. The ones in the book. They so dope. And make it really clear about, you know, my shit just the best. It just makes it clear. This show today that we're going to be kicking it about is going to provide you with some answers as long as you have some questions. But you motherfuckers that fuck with SWU, you ain't got to have no questions. It's going to be so many jewels in this goddamn thing up in the bus. You just pay attention. This is the real benefit of being in SWU, fellas. We speak in a language that sounds exactly like I sound now, but there's hella shit that I'm telling y'all that these other fellas ain't hearing. But hear it, SWU guys. So, I'm the kind of cat, I command shit. I mean, I can show you how to command shit, but let me explain this first. Commanding is what you want. Demanding, if you're looking for respect, do you want to demand it or do you want to command it? I prefer to command it. But ain't no way in the world I ain't going to demand it when it's time. So both are valuable. One actually generates respect, and the other comes with respect. Now, when you command something, it comes with respect, because they just respect it, and they respect your image, and they do what they need to do because they know you're coming around. Coming at 2 o'clock and you motherfuckers better be straight. I mean, I'm still getting it either way. But there's just a way that you as a person should prefer. I'm not saying which it is. I'm just saying you should have preferences in your life about simple shit. What I'm really saying is for you guys to understand that the only thing you're going to have to do is employ some of this game I be spitting to you. That's all. You don't have to do. I mean, of course, I have hella shit for you to do, but you ain't got to get all into that unless you want to really get into it. But my point is, I spit so much game. Example. What I'm talking about, but everybody want to kind of hesitate, you know, and everybody want to find a way to, not everybody, but a lot of people want to find a way to not believe what I'm saying. You know, they want to not necessarily belittle it, but they just don't want to believe it because it's fantastic. And I talk about it every day. So they're thinking, since I talk about it so much, that it has to be false. And the cold part about it, they thought that when I said I was going to start SWU. They thought that when I said I was going to get straight A's in my master's program. They thought that when I said I was going to have 2 or 3 books written in X amount of time. I mean, I can go on. They think it every time I say what I say. When are they going to stop doubting? You know the answer? Because I sure do. Never. They're going to never stop doubting. Just like it's been hard for you to stop doubting your damn self. You're just like them people I'm talking about. You sitting here listening, getting all the information, but what are you doing with it? It's going in one ear and out the other. All right. bet you haven't thought of this. What if them goddamn bitches start calling in? What if them motherfucking bitches start calling in enough for me to go towards kicking it with them? What if them goddamn bitches, since they talking so much shit to me, start supporting me? And I bet you them bitches will take what I say and go out and use it and catch hella motherfuckers. Because that's what bitches do. They find something cool and they jumping on it. You motherfuckers want to doubt everything. 713, what's up, man?
Hey, Professor, this is Dave. You're 100% right. I was going to answer that. The haters are never going to stop doubting. And until, you know, you're not here with us no more, then they're going to say, oh, he was this, he was that. But like you say, you're 100% right. The people that want it, they're going to jump on it. But the haters, they're going to never stop doubting you.
Hey, that's real. That's real. Because they supposed to doubt you. You know why? Because they don't believe shit. That's why they don't believe what they're supposed to do. They only believe that they can doubt. That's all haters do. They're very confident in doubting your success. Hey, it's good shit, Dave. So what I'm saying and what I want you guys to understand is that we talk about these problems that we all have in the game of life, but we also talk about how to deal with them. We don't talk about having a problem this week, and then 2 weeks from now, you have the same problem. Not that you have it again. It never went away. No, that's not how we roll. We deal with problems, and in theory, dealing with it is going to help you progress up the ladder of success to being an alpha motherfucker. I say in theory, because there's so many things to what we do. Just because you made the right move don't mean you an alpha. Because you got to make the right move after that and after that. So much to what we're doing. It's not a one size fit all, but it is. A size 8 ain't going to fit a size 10. But this motherfucking game that I'm spitting can fit a size 8 or a 10 or 11 or a 4 or whatever fucking size. It just depends on what you're wearing and what you want to do. And if you use it accordingly, you're going to be able to do it based on what you're learning in SWU. Well, not SWU, but well, yeah, really, SWU, because you ain't going to do the shit if you don't come there. All you going to motherfucking do is touch it on the surface, and you're going to be talking that shit. But tonight, goddammit, man of substance. And you need to understand that, because one of the most important things that you can learn from me is to know what the fuck you're talking about when you're talking to a brother. Just be honest. How many of you motherfuckers start talking, don't even know what the fuck you talking about? And then get corrected on some words you use. Man. Come on, man. I mean, you know, that ain't no big ass motherfucking deal if you may use the wrong word. But you can't say, oh, my bad, you right. Nothing like you motherfuckers. If you get corrected, you got to at least play it off to make it something else. But that's okay. I ain't going to give you all that. Because you talking that goddamn slick ass shit. You say, say, baby, you gonna get down, little brother? And the motherfucking bitch, to her, it can mean a lot of different shit. You know, don't take that chance. You know, I gotta have fresh money every day. See, motherfucker, say shit like that. You don't know what this bitch think you mean. Now you talking to a white bitch, and this bitch is a sedity ass, pepperwood, debutante motherfucking bitch. And you tell her you gonna get down with a brother. And she wanna be hip. She wanna sound slick. So to her, she heard get down before. So tonight, and she said, yeah, I'm gonna get down with you. And your stupid ass take that bitch to a whole stroll. Because you was talking about pimping on her ass. That bitch look at you like you fucking crazy. Or give you a case. Man, all kind of shit can stem from you talking that fucking shit, being the only one knowing what you talking about. I didn't tell you, I don't use no damn big words when I'm talking to a bro. I don't use no goddamn street terms hardly. I use street tones, street intonation. I use street gestures, along with saying some fly-ass, educated motherfucking shit. So that bitch is as confused as I want her to be, and she needs me to straighten her out. So I ain't gonna do nothing but be calm, and I'm gonna make my voice sound right. Baby gonna start relaxing, and then I'm gonna, you know, use my hands properly with my voice, and these words that I'm saying is gonna sound like a goddamn song coming out my motherfucking mouth. And all I'm gonna be doing is telling the bitch how I'm gonna be with her, you know, how she got to be with me. And I'm not telling that bitch what she better do. I'm just saying, if you want to fuck with me, this is how you do it. Period. I know that. But what you don't know is how many of them say, yeah. That's what you don't motherfucking know. So, in order to learn this shit, you gotta start thinking like you got some sense. Don't use too many goddamn street terms. Don't say no goddamn big words when you're talking to a boss. They're not stupid. You can use them. But fuck, they may have one more than one meaning. Because you do know English, probably the only fucking language where one word can mean 10 different things. So, I just keep telling you, when you get in a bar, you shouldn't try to say slick shit that the people be saying. But the shit I say is so slick. Not because of some kind of slick-ass street term, but because I didn't dress that shit up coming out my mouth with the timing and flow of a motherfucking swordsman. I'm finna slice this bitch mine up, and I'm gonna open it with the precision of a surgeon, and I'm gonna insert these words that I have for her to listen to the proper part of her brain. Because I know the bitch. I don't know that bitch, but I know bitches. 347, what's up, man?
Yo, Rosebud, I'd like to know, what was your definition of play it off? Because I believe if you get correct,
you're
wrong.
Wait a minute, what is my definition of playing off?
Play it off, right, when you're being corrected.
Well, playing something off means, I don't know what you're really asking. But just the words, play it off, that means you stand in here with some other cats and you make a statement and somebody tell you, man, what the fuck you say some shit like that for? That's some really punk shit. And everybody start laughing at you. The only way you can play that off is look at them and say, man, I know, and start laughing too. I was just seeing if you mother, whatever you do or say. But I'm saying the last thing you want to do is get insulted. Because if you get insulted, then whatever the dude that said whatever he said, that's what he said it for, was to insult your ass. And if it would have insulted you, he would have motherfucking quit fucking with you. Take some shit off. You got to hear it. You got to know what it means, but you got to play it off like it meant something else. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, but what I mean is, I feel that. What I mean is, what if you're being corrected? Like you say, you'll play it off, but you're not being insulted. But you were corrected.
Wait a minute. Let me turn my speaker up a little bit, because evidently you asked something good. What did you say again?
Okay, I'm going to cut it short. Now, what if everything you said, okay, but this time you wasn't insulted? You were corrected, but you weren't insulted.
So you play it off?
Or meant to be assaulted. No, yeah, that's
what
I mean.
Let's go with not being insulted. But the thing is, you don't play shit off because it's negative or because it insults you. What I'm saying is, even if she ain't or it ain't an insulting situation, but what it is, if you accept whatever it is in that situation, whatever characterization go with it, you don't want to accept it. Otherwise, you got to play it off. You can, whatever they really doing, you got to turn it into something else that's going to work for you. That's what playing it off means. In any situation, without a, ooh, goddamn, this just hit me to my shit in Nevada. Hey, you guys, excuse me. You heard that shit just come up on my computer. This was a motherfucking bitch that was fucking watching my video this morning. And I got at her. When I say, motherfucker, you better not get at me until meet you in Nevada. Look at my video this morning. You'll see. That bitch just hit me. See, you guys are so full of shit. Matter of fact, that's what I was saying this morning. Any fucking woman who let me go home. Oh, Lord, my mind is really fucking up now. Shit. I forgot what the fuck I was saying, man. But anyway, 347, you said if she's not really insulting you, how do you play right. that off, right?
No, I wasn't asking you how. I was just saying, because you said you would play it off. So I'm saying, how would you play that off?
Okay. Well, I just... Because
definitions and methods of playing shit off. Millions.
Well, what I'm saying, to answer your question, how would I play that off? See... What I'm saying is this. When you're talking and the need crosses your mind to play something off, what you see from what you're talking about, you see this can put you in a situation. It's not negative, but you don't want to be in a situation. You see, let's say the broad said, you know what? My rent is due and I just feel so crazy. I'm short $200. You got to play that off and act like you didn't even hear that shit. Or if you did say, oh, man, I've been in that position before. Ooh, that's a motherfucker. But you know, the last thing you're supposed to say is, oh, baby, do you need something? You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, but that's not what we were talking about. We were talking about when you were wrong about something. We were talking about when you're wrong. Meaning, you said 2 + 2 = 5, and somebody corrected you without trying to insult you and said, nah, brother, it's 4.
If I said 2 + 2 = 5, and somebody corrected me and said 2 + 2 = 4, are you saying, would I play that off?
How would you play that off? Because that's what you were saying before.
Even okay, hold on. Don't say too many things, man. Let's get what you're saying out. So you saying, I said, an example, I said 2 + 2 = 5, and then somebody corrected me and said 2 + 2 = 4, and you asking me how would I play that off?
Yeah.
I would say something like, man, let me tell you something. Sometimes I'll be going fast, man, and I know 2 + 2 = 4, but sometimes I want it to be fast. No, I didn't play it off. Why that motherfucker's gonna crack up? That motherfucker's gonna know what I'm saying, and I ain't gonna look stupid.
That's pretty funny, Rose, but I like that. That's cool.
But is that answering your question?
You got it. You answered it, buddy.
All right, cool. Thanks, bro. That's what I like to do. I mean, I didn't really understand you at first, and it's something about the speaker, I guess. I don't know, but it's cool, man. Thank you. So, See, once I didn't know what he was talking about, you see, it don't take me long. 1 second, 2 seconds, not even 2 seconds. I'm just saying because that's how you got to think. See, a woman definitely want to hear in your conversation that you ain't no big old square. So, you know, don't get me wrong. I ain't saying don't be slick and look like a big old, you know, L7 motherfucker. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is knowing what you want to say and where you want to take the conversation makes you cool. I mean, that is cool to a broad. If she can talk to you and see in your conversation that you can direct this conversation and you know you got poise to talk to her, man, you the coolest motherfucker she ever spoke to in her life. You know why I know this? I do it all the time. I ain't gonna, you know, be trying to sound like I'm in the hood knowing all the slick shit to say about women or shorty this, shorty. Man, I ain't never said that to no bra. That kind of fuck that. I don't go with everybody like that. 347, you back, what's up?
Yeah, I'd like to know when episode 3 is dropping, man.
You want to know what?
I'd like to know when episode 3 is dropping.
When is episode 3 dropping? Next week.
Man, come on.
I was going to drop it tonight, man. Hey, next week. I was going to drop it tonight, but it's some more shit that they added to it. And they got to okay. You know, render all of the bullshit. And rendering take like 4 hours. So,
okay,
man,
cool.
Next week, bro. And it's going to be dope.
For sure.
You guys ain't gonna believe where episode 3 is going. You ain't going to believe it. But anyway, hey, I'm glad he asked it. That made me feel good. See, those of you who do know what the fuck I'm talking about, and you understand what I'm saying and where you want the conversation to go. But, well, I hate doing this shit, but I make examples of what I would say to a bro. But the reason I don't like doing it is because I find dudes end up using not that I don't want them to, they don't use their own thoughts. They start using what I said and making up stuff off of what I said instead of using their own thoughts. Hold on a second. So, I'm basically, I tell you guys not to say basically. I heard you say it. But what I'm saying is I'm going to just tell you. Me, I always prepare. What I'm going to say in the mirror. I just do. In a matter of seconds. I do it in a matter of seconds. I don't sit there and study the mirror trying to realize if I look different. I said, fuck no, I look just like I looked 10 minutes ago. But 10 minutes later, I just thought of this, so I'm going to say this to baby. See, I'm going to follow my plan no matter what. And you motherfuckers ask me what I say or how to catch. I'm going to give you two lines that I would use on a bitch, a hoe, a square bitch. It don't matter to me. And we'll talk about what they mean after I tell them to you. Now, sometimes women approach you. Now, let's say this woman walked up to me and said, hey, what you doing? And I turned around and seen, damn, what is that? That's what I would say real quick. I would have heard the voice. So it wouldn't surprise me that it's a bitch. But when I turn around, I gotta be pleased, even if she was ugly. Because I'm gonna play my hand. I already heard her voice. I think like this. So I turn around and say, ooh, girl, I'm just sitting here trying to look as cool and confident as possible. So as I exude this goddamn aphrodisiac type of coup, your hormones might respond to it. Are they? Now listen to me. I didn't just told this broad that I'm sitting here trying to catch me a motherfucking bitch so I can fuck on her. And then I asked her, is your goddamn shit telling you that? Now, the bitch don't know that that's what I just asked her. But I do. So she's not turning off to what I said. So that's giving me steam to go ahead. So when I ask, are they? I'm saying your hormones might respond to it. Are they? I'm going to raise my eyebrows up, but I ain't going to smile. I'm going to raise one of my eyebrows up like that question. And that's to let that bitch know, not really let her know, that's to show that bitch that I'm hard or I could be soft. Now, if you want to play it hard, you just don't smile when you speak or when you respond. You wait, or when you wait for her response, I mean. Now, that's being cold, you know, putting her on guard, which you'll notice right away in her responses. And when she says, you're mean, all she said right there is that she likes you. She likes the fuck out of you. So what I'm saying is, from her asking me, hey, what you doing? Not saying nothing else to me. I got all this information. And then I disseminated it to where it needed to go in my mind so I could think of what else to say real quick. And what I'm saying is, when she say, you mean, you know, you don't try to say, no, girl, I ain't mean. You just look at the bitch and say, and? You just, she comment on herself now. See, this sends her a signal that this is a light conversation. And it'll put her at ease. So she can relax a little. But she's going to be terribly excited. She's going to be wiggling in her seat. And if you continue with this kind of direct, informative, instructional conversation in this smooth-ass way, she's going to listen to your ass the entire time you're talking. And when you get through, she's going to do just like this little bitch is doing that you see. You ain't, this bitch ain't been fucking with me but a week. I got her doing all kind of shit. Because I got all kind of shit for a motherfucker to do. No, you ain't got to believe me. Watch my black ass. Watch what I fucking start doing. Not because of this bitch, but because I'm freed up from a whole bunch of shit that this brow can be handled. It's nothing, but it's everything. It depends on how you look at it. Because the way I look at it, there's something I needed, something I wanted, and something I was going to have, period. That's me. So what I'm saying is, after I done told that bitch I'm sitting here trying to look as cool as possible, and she is responding, see, if you call yourself a shit talker and don't know these things I'm telling you, you at a loss when it comes to really talking shit, because the bitch might say no, and I wanted her to say yes. But I'm ready for anything that bitch say. So regardless of what she say, I'm saying my neutral line is the bitch. Let's say I wanted her to say yes, and she said yes. No, let's say she said no. I would say, well, could you bring your fine ass a little closer and sniff my neck to see if we can't change that. My aroma should attract you. Or I might just not be for you, you know. Or you might not be from me. I want to know. Huh. That's it. She said no. But guess what? If the bitch say yes, I'm telling her the same fucking thing. I'm just putting the emphasis on the positive. The bitch say yes. What? Well, then bring your fat ass over here a little closer and sniff my neck and see if we can't change that. My aroma should attract you, or I might not be for you. What I'm saying is, I know this. I know this. I'm not guessing this shit. I ain't trying this shit out. I know this shit. Just like that mechanic you take your car to, he know exactly what wrench to grab. He didn't change that goddamn shit so many times. He might have changed yours 2 or 3 times. You didn't watch him do it. You don't know shit. Me either. I ain't no damn mechanic. But let me fuck with a bitch. Shit. Come on. I'm trying to tell you how to direct conversation. I'm trying to tell you how to lead that bitch into your lair. But no, you want to believe what you believe. So I say believe what you believe. That's what I believe. I believe what I believe, shit. Then again, you might have a cold or the sniffles. You know, that shit could be running interference. Getting in your way. And you can't really get the full effect of why I smell, baby. I'll say that shit to her. She don't laugh then. And when she laughs, her pussy's wet. Because I'm hard. She's saying I'm not being easy. I'm not trying to go along with what the fuck she's saying. But I'm at her. And it's working. Because now the bitch is curious. Let me see. Oh, that ain't. I thought that was that bitch again. But that wasn't. So what I'm saying, you know, when you goddamn use something like maybe you can't get the full effect of how that I could actually affect you. When you say something like that, you changing up on it. And you bringing that conversation to a comfort zone, which is laughter. So you both chuckle. When you chuckle, because she's chuckling at a quip you've made, bro, all you're doing is tightening the noose. When you have a Robin, you know all of this shit that I'm telling you to do to get at her. And you really see yourself doing this shit, getting at her, and you see it's working, man, you just feel like Superman. And you have to calm yourself down. Because you start wanting to go fast. This shit is working good. Man, you start wanting to talk 100 miles an hour. You got to calm down. Because you lose the bitch if you go too fast. Now, none of you motherfuckers know what the purpose of coming at a bitch like this is, do you? Who do? Punch one. Come on. This ain't no judgment type shit. I just would be surprised as hell if one of you motherfuckers actually knew the purpose of this giant game I'm spitting. Like I tell you guys, I don't want to waste my fucking time. 5, 10, 15 minutes top shit. And I know. Motherfucking Dave, I don't know, goddamn it. I seen you come off and back on. You motherfucking, come on, man. What's up? All you shit. They loading up. Let me see. What's up, Dave?
You saying how to get at a woman. The reason why you spitting this game is so you can get at any woman. You can get at any type of woman. A woman who's resistant. Anything you say, anything she say, you're not going along with it. You still directing. You've given us this game to prepare us to get at any women, get at women, period.
God damn it, Dave. I ain't going to say if you're right or wrong, but all these motherfuckers know you're right, you motherfucker. I'm putting you back in. But they know you're a student. It ain't fair. 626, well, oh, shit, man, I think you're a student, too. Who is this?
Nah, I ain't no student, but I hit you. I'm about to be a student. I hit you on the email. I told you I'm gonna get down tomorrow. So just tomorrow, look for me on that PayPal. But you're basically right. But what I was gonna say, what he basically said, he basically leading the conversation. You're getting her to follow you. So I mean, you basically always a step ahead. You always in control.
Well, I mean, that's a little right. That's not wrong. Cameron, it's you, right?
Yeah, what's up, Unc?
Come on, man.
I'm gonna say this woman that stepped to you from behind, she's pretty much a predator. And she's had experience doing this all her life. And by you doing what you're doing, you're knocking off her center. So she's not used to you exposing her like that and putting her in that position. That's why you're doing it.
All of you were right. Believe me, I'm not just saying that, but you left out the most important part of what I'm doing. Because doing the shit the way I'm talking about doing is exposing to her that you can control her. You can say and manipulate things that's going to change her moods. That's why you want to bring this humorous thing in after you guys had this serious, not serious, but a kind of serious conversation. Why? Because you thought to bring it in now, and if she laughed, you've been to really take off. All of this, all the things are indicators that you can have the woman you're talking to. All of these things. When you see these little things, they tell you, man, you can have her. All you have to do is know that that's what they're telling you. And once you see it, you'll go towards it with your conversation. Or at least you should. Because if you don't, you'll never catch. And if you don't be understanding what you see, you'll be lost. And you won't have the benefit of having knowledge. That's why you got to go out and fucking use everything you learn from me immediately, a whole bunch of times. So you can see that this shit ain't necessarily going to work because you want to do it. It's going to work because you're going to learn how to do it. You don't get good in baseball because you want to play. You get good because you learn how to play. And if you're good and you learn how to play, you're going to be better than you was if you just played. And that's how I think. That's how you should think. We want to all start things like that. The purpose of these actual statements is for you to see that you can control her moods or her emotions. You can't easily catch a woman unless you know how to manipulate her moods. If you can't manipulate her moods, what the fuck would you want to spend any more time fucking with this loser bitch for? They allow you to manipulate their moods. You don't manipulate them because you so slick or you so got such hella convincing conversation. No, you manipulate their moods because they recognize what you're doing and they change their moods. You just got to know what you're doing. When she see, oh man, he's cracking up right under all this pressure, she going to say, damn, that motherfucker. That's what she going to say. He a motherfucker. And she going to be saying that shit to herself while you talking. And this is fucking, when it comes that time to getting down on the broad, I can play any part my mind tells me is needed. And you better get here. This is why you motherfuckers listen to me. I tell you shit you don't know nothing about. And I explain this shit. I tell you real fly shit about how to catch for real. I ain't telling you no pie in the sky bullshit. This is real shit. Do any of you really know what catch a bitch means? See, that's what I'm saying. You guys, yeah, we'll learn how to catch a bitch. You don't even know what the fucking shit means. You don't care to know. You don't care to know what any of the shit you say means. Because if it is, you would have to accept that you ain't got no business using that word or saying. What's up, Dave? You just on here today, ain't you, Mike? What's happening?
Yeah, catch a bitch. That just mean, you know, you have her in control, in your control for however long or whatever you need her to do, whether you're charging or whatever, and you dismiss her when you're ready for it. I mean, you catch her, you let her go in your control.
God damn it, I'm happy to say this. Fuck no, that ain't it. Catch a bitch. Catch a bitch is this, Brother Dave and all the rest of you guys. When you see the broad, and from the word high, you design things in your mind that you're going to do right now in this conversation. Soon as you get ready to do it, soon as you see your opening, you're going to use it. And when you use it, you're going to know what using it is supposed to do. So all of this, putting all of this together is catching a bit. Is that what you said, Dave?
Yes, sir.
That ain't what you said, Dave. You said about controlling her.
Of course, I'm gonna agree with you. You're right. I'm gonna agree with you. I want to win.
Don't agree with Dave. Don't be no punk, man. If you don't agree, don't agree.
Oh, I agree. But I'm saying, I want to be right.
Well, listen to me, man. Catching a bitch means you have an array of tactics that you can call on at any moment to use to catch this bitch.
Yes,
you have to have things that you use to catch. Sometimes you want to sound like you're from the South. You know, you got to use that southern draw. You know what I'm saying? You got to do that. But I'm saying you got to be able to use something to catch the broad. Otherwise, then you got to use your manners.
Hey, professor.
Yeah.
Hey, professor.
Yeah.
You hear me?
Yeah.
I agree with what you're saying. The problem I talked like if everybody knew what I was talking about instead of, you know, explaining it. Come see the cat.
Check this out. Always talk like they know what you're talking about and do not ever explain it. Let me do the explaining because
okay.
I ain't going to give it up. You do just what you did, bro.
Yes,
that really make what you said dope. Hey, see, so I'm just saying catch a bitch means that you think you got, you know, you didn't sharpen your conversation enough to get at her raw and get her interested in you. And then when you motherfucking start, you know, after she did the initial intro and all that bullshit, you got hella conversation, hella different diversions for this bitch to go through that's going to bring her close to you. That's what it means. And you not only think that, you then bring her to your environment and the way you live matches what the fuck you've been telling her. And that's what actually catches her. So, you know, you do this shit. You do all this shit I'm saying because you know how to pique a woman's interest. You know, it's not the conversation. It's not the kiss. It's not the actual fucking the shit out the bitch that catch her. You got to get her interested in what you're doing and what you're about. And when you get her interested, that interest is going to make her attracted to you. And if she's interested, then once you start having some romance with her and you keep what interests her prevalent in your conversation, she's going to turn on to what you're talking about. And if you really know what you're doing, like I do, she's going to drop everything she's doing to come help your motherfucking ass. Now, I'm just telling you how shit go. That's just how it's supposed to go. As a man of substance, you know that you can take her curiosity and flip it to having her full attention so you can catch her little ass. You just, I be trying to tell y'all, man, but you know, you want me to give it all to you? I can't give it all to you. Fuck that. You guys are living in a crazy time because you're dealing with women who would prefer to have the dick that most of you dudes, you know, most of you dudes supposed to have, but most of you motherfuckers act like you would rather have a puppy. You motherfuckers allow the women to make the decision when it comes to how you should be a man who appreciates women. You allow her to have her girlfriends over and say all kind of foul bullshit, knowing full well you can hear it. Man, we never did go for this, but I know some of you motherfuckers that go buy them bitches tampons, motherfucker. Man, bitch, you better get your bleeding ass up and drip blood all the way to the stomach. Because you should have had some before it started dripping, far as I'm concerned, because I ain't going to get your shit. You motherfuckers are afraid to be gentlemen. And I know because they don't respect chivalry. Fellas, I'm telling you, they talk all that goddamn shit, but they do respect chivalry. They not only respect it, they have full desires for that goddamn shit. They just don't want to look out of place. They don't want, oh, I don't need you to open my door. But open her motherfucking door a couple times that night. She goes, dang, you sure the gentleman. Oh, yeah, baby. And you don't think nothing else. You're supposed to, nah. It's just, you guys let that shit pass. Because of bitchy attitudes from these fool-ass bitches. I understand. But I'm here to tell you. Opening a door for a girl that you had, pulling her seat out, resting her coat, and any other gentlemanly thing you can do will get you special notice from any bitch. And I guess you say, in today's climate of women, how can a man effectively show his courtesy and be appreciated for doing? Well, first, we got to know the definition of the word. One definition is being courteous and considerate, you know, especially shown by a man towards a woman. That's chivalry. Another one has to do with the qualities of medieval knights, you know, courage, honor, loyalty, that kind of shit. No, these ain't the definitions that I actually go by. I said that now. I go by a combination of the goddamn definitions tempered by today's understanding. Mainly the definition deals with what it takes to be a respected man and what it is to have honor. In order for what chivalry means to actually be executed, women would have to believe that they are the fairer sex, which they don't. I understand. Fellas, I understand. So why be chivalrous? And what does it mean? Well, to me, it means doing the things that's going to get a woman's attention and her goddamn libido working together. That's what we used it for when I was a kid. We were polite or courteous to a girl, you know, and she giggled and we laughed, but it all signaled we could get that pussy. That's what it signaled. Chivalry in my days was a tool young boys and young men used to get women in the mood easier. I guess we thought she would reward our manly ways with a shot of that pussy. And most times she did. You know, you're doing this for the bitch, you know, carry her lunch at school. Man, come on, shit. Laying your jacket down over a puddle of water is a little too much for me to do for a goddamn bitch I like. Now, that's a grand act of respect for a woman, and not many women earn that kind of respect today. Now, I do it for a woman who has, in all respects, earned my utmost appreciation of her. And I'd only do it then if there was no other alternative. If you cats want to get closer to women quicker, You better start being chivalrous and use it to your benefit. You guys don't have to realize you're going to need to employ the tools of yesterday to catch the brawls of today. My new and improved confidence course makes you very aware of how and what it takes to catch me. We don't need to talk about doing shit. We know to simply do it. When I was a kid, women wanted to receive the attention that some of us gave them, but they didn't make a fuss about it if they didn't get it. The motherfuckers expected the door to be open. And if they didn't get that goddamn shit, they didn't care. But if you was going on a date and you didn't do it, it didn't cause the date to go bad. But if you did do it, it became a point in your favor when it came time to kiss her. And you know, you might get to put your hand in that pussy, and after that, you're going to tie that pussy up. We didn't call it chivalry per se, but there was a code most of us young motherfuckers followed if we liked one of the girls at school. And it included chivalry. Even me, a cool dude in the school, would walk around the class when I liked her. Let her wear my jacket. Yeah, I used to do that goddamn shit. Most women back then were not in any way gay. And to be treated like a lady was high on their priority list. But the goddamn feminine movement of the day came along and made it to where women all felt, you know, used, and a hatred of men began. Shit. Couple generations of that shit. and shit. Cowardness and weakness have been bred into men, and strength and courage has been bred into women. And those women begin to, you know, have children, not begin, but was having children. And at first, only the boys suffered. The little boys, they was being raised by women who castrated them with the ingraining of this new man's destiny. New man to be under a woman. Women to be over them. I'm exaggerating, you guys, when I say this. I don't really mean that. But I'm just saying they was determined to raise boys who were not like the men of yesterday. They wanted men who were female friendly. And today, there's many women who still don't believe they're equal to men, but shit. You won't hear them admit that out loud. Over time, you have what we have today. A lot of women who partially believe in the traditional beliefs of man and woman, that a man should do all the gentlemanly things, and you have a lot of women who don't want a man to do nothing except provide a sperm. That's what the problem is, what? And if we're trying to be a chivalrous man, we got to deal with it. I mean, you ain't got to accept it, but you got to deal with it. When we do any of the chivalrous things today, women will tell you flat out that they don't need that type of respect. And it probably leave some of y'all black face. But we as men, we got to realize that the women of today are only staying true to the basic ideals of the women's liberation movement. The fact remains, she's still a goddamn woman that has all the desires of women of yesteryear. But they are suppressed under all the weight of liberation, that liberation bullshit that they have to go through today. Don't argue no facts when you with a bullheaded woman. Just ignore her and keep being the gentleman you intended to be. If it get too much, leave. You see, in my day, we thought chivalry was a way to get pussy quicker. But most times, that's what resulted in being a man with these qualities. You end up tapping some motherfucking bitch's ass. And shit, before you know it, you had you somewhere to go every week. You know, and if you was like me, you'd get three or four of them motherfuckers, five of them, have somewhere to go every day. Before you know it, you got your week full. That's a dope. Hey, y'all ain't got no questions. I had only a few points tonight. I really, it's only been on an hour, well, a little bit more than an hour, but I'm just saying, man, you ain't got nothing to say. I don't mind leaving, but I try not to leave before the hour and a half. I'm going to hit my little cigarette. But I tell you guys, when I put up episode 3 of Drop of a Dime, it's going to be the real shit. Shit is going to change. Shit is going to change. All right. I'll check with y'all Sunday.